Hello, hello, Empowered Ones. This is Robin Tramble, a.k.a. the Empowerment Diva. And I want to welcome you to my two-part spiritual empowerment teleseries, No Limits. We have two calls in this teleseries, unless I'm giving another word. But our next call is next Tuesday, and I look forward to having you and others, because I'm sure that you're going to want to share this with your friends once you leave this call or those that are listening later. Why am I doing this call? This is the time to step out in faith, to possess all that God has promised, and He is ready to move you to that place. However, we are missing some areas that are critical to our being in compliance with kingdom principles. And God has you on His mind. He wants your success more than you do. I'm standing here to share with you from His word, from His heart. And I'm greeting you from my home studio here in Elk Grove, California. There is no limit when God is in it. I want you to keep your focus on abundance tonight, God's abundance. Keep your focus there. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what you're experiencing, and it may look hopeless, but with God, all things are possible. Keep your focus there. Whatever you focus on expands. So keep your focus on abundance, God's abundance tonight. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for this opportunity. I am excited. I'm excited for those that have answered the call, those that wanted to answer, and for some reason they were not able to connect. I know, Father, that there are still others that you have to answer this call. And I pray that these ladies will join the vision and they will share with their friends and they will all join us on the next Tuesday. Father God, I pray right now that you would intervene, you would intersect anything that I've prepared. I do operate in excellence and I prepare. However, you are always welcome to enter in and minister to those that I am speaking to. We do not place any limits on you. You are a God of more than enough. And I ask, Father God, that you place your anointing on this teleseries. I ask, Father God, that you will minister to every need. And those ladies that have invested their time, invested their resources, I pray, Father God, that you will meet them, that you will reward their stepping up and prospering their soul. We will invest in so many things, but sometimes when it comes to investing in prospering our soul, we are hesitant. So I ask, Father, as your daughter, that you reward them, that you will minister back to them and let them recognize that it is you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, let me look here real quick. Woo, I am excited. I know that God is in the midst of us tonight. I'm going to, let me just start a little bit, and then I will ask for some of you ladies to greet us, so those that are listening later will have an opportunity, as well as those listening live, to greet you as well. The theme scripture will come from Isaiah 43:19. I'm going to read verses 16 through 21. And this is from the Message Bible. This is what God says, the God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and then can't get up. They're stuck, they're snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. Wild animals will say, thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth. Drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me. I'm going to say that again. A people custom made to praise me. Hallelujah. Now, I know you remember in Ezekiel where it was talking about the dry bones, and it's just an illustration for us and we who are dealing with dry areas in our lives to prophesy. We can prophesy to anything that's dead and dry. The same thing here. We may be looking at individuals talking about a recession, and we're not ignorant of the times. However, we choose not to opt in. And we're hearing a lack. There's lack and there's fear. However, God has not taken a recess. And he still owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And he owns the hills. Amen. He owns the hills. So I want you to get that mindset of abundance. Know that he's doing a new thing. He's self-sufficient. So, my dear ones, and he's able to create a way if there is no way. That's the kind of God. That's my God, your God. And we count him faithful and trustworthy. We count him faithful and trustworthy. He said, don't you see it? Don't you see it? I'm going to pause just for a moment, and then I'm going to get right back into what I have to share with you tonight. I know you're ready. And see, when we have expectation, when we come together on one accord, things happen. We have an atmosphere for miraculous movement, the power of God to intervene. What I'm going to do real quick is I don't want to come back out again. We're going to allow some of you ladies to greet us. If you can give us your name, city and state that you're from. And, you know, if you feel you just want to say thank you, Father, I praise God. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'm going to unmute everyone. You can press star 6 if you need to mute yourself, star 7 to unmute. But I'm going to actually just unmute everyone right now. Okay, who do we have? Who's going to go first? I do see someone that just came on, too. Who do I have there?
This is Donna Johnson in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just praise God. That's some good word. I just got through
reading
about the importance of lining ourselves up with God and not with darkness.
Didn't we have church on Facebook?
Yeah, we sure did. And the other thing that I was just thinking about and lines up with what you were saying is the temptations that are in the world that come towards us as we're working on our businesses to do things and promote things and support things that are not lining up with God's word. That money is tempting, but we have to be obedient.
That's right.
It will come. Just got to be patient.
That's right. Good word. Thank you, Donna. Who else? I'm going to call somebody's name. We actually had a few greetings before, but unless you're unable to, Sarah, can you say something for us?
Yes, this is Sarah from Anderson, South Carolina, but I'm going to mute out because I don't want y'all to hear my kids, but
okay.
I will be on the rest of the call.
Okay. Ladies, I don't know if you've been on other calls. I just love to hear her accent, too. So, love you. Thank you. Love you, ladies. Is there one more? I'm not going to push you, but if there's one more, go ahead. Okay. Thank you for those who spoke before the call, before we started recording. I'm going to mute everyone at this time. Well, well, Donna, that was good. That was good. Sarah, thank you so much. And I hope I get your name right. Sharisa, I may have messed it up. Thank you for joining in before. And all of you other ladies that are with us, the ones that will join later and those that will listen to the recording, I am excited. We heard something from Donna. Good, good word. You're speaking actually right along what God is saying to us. So let me just look at the word limit. And it's saying here something that bounds, restrains, or confines the utmost extent. And then two, a geographic or political boundary, B, plural, the place enclosed within a boundary. Now, how many of you know that's incongruent with God? God is a limitless God. He's a God of abundance. In Luke 1:37, it's talking about, for nothing is impossible with God. The angel was speaking with Mary and told of Elizabeth's pregnancy and then told her that she, too, would become pregnant. Now, we know she was a virgin, and nowadays that would be inconceivable, and even back then it wasn't welcomed. As she continued to look at the natural vision through her natural eyes, she couldn't get with that. For one, she was to be married to Joseph. And so that was in her view. What would the people think? That was in her view. But as she moved forward, she became obedient. She became obedient to the will of Father God. So God is a God of unlimited power. God is omnipotent, all-powerful, unlimited power. And that's what we need to keep in front of us. Donna was talking about the temptation. Yes, the temptation to compromise, the temptation to use strategies that are outside of excellence, that are outside of being authentic. When you know God, and when you commit everything about your life to God, you don't have to yield to temptation. It may come a little bit slower, but let me tell you, this year, some things are going to move a little faster. And that's why I'm on this call with you. I want you to be in compliance. I want us to be in position to receive the promotion that God has for us. But God does not want to promote anything less than excellent. He doesn't want to promote anyone that's unauthentic. He doesn't want to promote anyone that's afraid to say his name. And so you may use things like source. You may use things like spirit in place of his name. Now, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but I question, what is your motive? What are you motivated by? Why do you use that instead of God? Why do you use universe? Universe is still okay because God created the universe, but I'm not going to call on the universe when Jesus made a way for me to call on Father God, the creator of the universe. So we need to be in compliance because, yes, he does want us to have success even more than we do. Then in the Word, it tells us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Another version says to the full, not to the limit, but to the full, not until, but to the full. But notice it says might. Okay, there are some words that we don't key in on. We don't focus on those words, and we feel like, okay, I'm supposed to have abundant life. It says might, because, you know, there's a prerequisite. All of these things and these benefits, we know that in, I believe, Psalms, it talks about him loading us daily with benefits. That is part of our covenant, but if you're not lined up, if you're not in compliance, it doesn't mean that you will receive this abundant life. You might. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly to the full. Here's another one for you that I just so enjoy, Ephesians 3:20. This is coming from the Message Bible. God can do anything. You know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah in Jesus. Glory down on the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes, that is the message. Now, the Amplified says it just a little bit different. Now to him who, by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, amen, so be it. So, what should we be doing? Well, it sounds like we should be asking. We should be thinking. Thinking about what? Thinking about the things of God. Thinking about purpose. We should have desires. We should be praying because it says beyond our highest prayers. But if you're not praying, there's nothing for him to work with. Beyond our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams. Are you doing all these things? Do you have dreams? And even beyond that, are you taking action? You can think big, you can dream big, but are you taking action? And, yes, he is concerned about every area of your life. He's concerned about your business. He's concerned about everything that has to do with your life. Do you not see it? Remember that verse that we said, do you not see it? Well, many times our emotions stand in the way of our vision, and we often look with our natural eyes as opposed to our spiritual vision through the eyes of God. Now, there's a verse that is in Numbers 13:33. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Okay? So self-esteem has to do with how you see yourself and believe others see you. You must begin to see yourself strong. You must begin to see yourself through the eyes of God. We need to have spiritual vision as opposed to natural vision when we're thinking about our lives and our destiny. You must begin to see yourself strong. I'm giving you a foundation this week, and next week we'll talk a little bit more about wealth consciousness and some different keys that you'll need to just activate everything that I'm talking about. One area of operation in our lives is the area of fear. Yes, fear. And we know that we know this. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So why is it that we are so caught up with fear? Yes, I'm talking about Christians also. Why is it? Because we are not doing the things that God has instructed in us to do in his word. Okay, and it's not that you're not going to fear, and I'm not saying that that's wrong, because there is good fear. But most times we're not following the instructions in his word that would provide peace, that would provide for a lifestyle of faith. In God's word, he says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's the New Living Translation, Philippians 4 and 8. Fix your thoughts, set your mind. Mindset. We hear a lot about that. What is your mindset? Do you have a success mindset, a failure mindset, abundance, or a lack? Faith or fear? What is it? What is your mindset? Your mindset, the wrong mindset, will sabotage every area or endeavor for success. Your mindset will sabotage a successful relationship. Now, I don't know how many of you, I know a few of you are wise, but sometimes our mindset gets in the way of our relationship, okay? A mindset of inferiority. And so anything that your husband says to you, you turn it inward and feel like, oh, you know, why would he love me anyway? You know, I understand why he's saying that. When he's basically may not be trying to offend you, but help you. But when your mind is set on the wrong things, when you're coming from an area of fear, fear of rejection, okay, if you're coming from that area, then you will be one that may sabotage your relationship. So, ladies, it's important that we take things that are said to us. You know, we do need to watch what we hear and who we allow to impart into our spirit, our soul. But things that you can back up with the Word of God, be mindful of those things. And the Word of God talks about our thoughts, it talks about our mind, it talks about our speaking, it talks about the way we act. Proverbs is real good about different things. You know, sometimes I'm amazed at the way that it's put in Proverbs, but you will find some things. If you want to know about how you should act, you read Proverbs. It's going to really tell you, and it's not, you know, going to mince words either. So you need to make sure that your mindset is right. Romans 12 and one says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to, as Christian women, we need to renew our mind daily. Renew our mind to the thoughts that God thinks, to those positive thoughts. Renew our mind to the things that will help us to eliminate those limiting beliefs. And sometimes you can use those limiting beliefs to empower you as well. Because whatever your limiting beliefs are, all you need to do is replace it with an empowering belief, is what I've now created, empowering beliefs. So there is a certain point that you can use these negative things to empower you. So we're not saying to be woo-woo and all spooky about, you know, the limiting beliefs, the chatter, and the fear. There is a place for all of it, and you can use it. You can use the energy from it to empower other areas of your life. And just real quick, let me give you a definition of mindset. A mindset in decision theory and general systems theory refers to a set of assumptions, methods, or notations held by one or more people or groups of people, which is so established that it creates a powerful incentive within these people or groups to continue to adopt or accept prior behaviors, choices, or tools. This phenomenon of cognitive bias is also sometimes described as mental inertia, groupthink, or paradigm, and it is often difficult to counteract its effects upon analysis and decision-making processes. So who have you been influenced by? Have you been influenced by your family, your upbringing, society, maybe your place of employment, maybe your employees, or even your church? Your mindset is also influencing. It's influenced by limiting beliefs, negative chatter, a lack of confidence, low self-esteem, fear, and more. And yes, Christian women, we do have some of these issues. When I tell about my story, I include that I had some areas of fear of rejection, low self-esteem, you know, different things that happened in my life that if I did not get a grip and choose empowerment, it would have taken me out, or I wouldn't have been good for anybody. And that's the only reason I'm able to stand in my power and stand up towards anything that I need to do with confidence, because I chose empowerment, because I chose to stay connected to my spiritual authority, my Father God, and then as I was married, my husband. You know, it didn't happen overnight. You know, as a wife, as a mother, there are things that happen. As even just my own person, there are things that happen that challenge you. But you don't have to be defeated, and you don't have to give in, and don't let anyone make you feel because you made a mistake, it's over. Don't let anyone wash your face in that area, because it's not over until God says it's over. And God will never leave us or forsake us, even when you feel like you've been forsaken. And there have been times my husband and I looked and we wondered, God, my God, are you here? But we know our God, we know his character, we remember. We remember how he's brought us through before, we remember how he's never failed us, we remember. And when we remember, that empowers us to continue where God is leading us, continue to have faith and stand on the word. No, it will not happen if you continue to associate with negative people. It will not happen when you continue to surround yourself in the wrong environments. It will not happen when you continue in areas and places that you know you have no business being. It will not happen. It will not happen when you continue to listen to that negative chatter. No, it will not happen. It will not happen when you continue to compare yourself to others. It will not happen. Why? Because that's the enemy's job. Now you're in his territory. Now you're in his kingdom. And his job is to discourage you, to stop and block you. Yes, to stop and block you. But I always say, those of you here, the force that's here to stop and block me, I will not be moved. I'm here. I'm fearless and faithful. I'm here ready to make my mark. And as Creflo Dollar says, a mark that cannot be erased around the world. And I know everything that I say is challenged. Everything that I say, there's a test. And everything that I say, I've gone through that test. You're not dealing with someone that just knows the blueprint or the 1 to 12 steps. You're talking to someone that has lived it, that has gone through all types of crisis, all types of situations where, you know, talked about misunderstood, some abuse. You're talking to someone that could tell you a little bit about something. I'm not just going to talk about what the scripture says, but I can talk about how God has helped me to stand and be empowered and empower others. And this is what God wants. It's not just about us. It's about those that are connected to us and who are in our sphere of influence. The first place that you want to start is to acknowledge where you are and then to become faithful. Become a student of God's word. You never know all of a word. I don't care if you read the Bible in a year. You still don't know all of the word of God, because you cannot find out everything about him. He's ever changing. Even the angels are up there saying, holy, holy, and he's ever changing in front of them. So become a student of the word. And I'm also talking about being teachable. because many times we feel like we've arrived. I'm Sister So-and-so, now I'm Evangelist So-and-so, now, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and we feel like, okay, I've arrived, I don't need to listen to anybody. Let me tell you, you've just stunted your growth, because we all should be teachable. And I have something that I coined, that an unstoppable woman knows the power and value of remaining teachable. Become a student of God's word. Become an in-his-presence woman. In his presence. Your friends might be watching, going out to see movies all the time, looking at the latest movie on television all the time, watching stories all the time. See, I'm saying all the time. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch movies or watch television. But there should be a time that you are in his presence. And I'm not saying it's a location, because his presence will go with you wherever you are if we're holy. And we're not talking about the long skirts and no makeup. We're talking about a lifestyle. There's love, peace, and joy in his presence. Embrace the call to be a true worshiper. There's healing in worship. There's healing in worship. Why do you think the enemy stops you when you think about worshiping in your home? Because you're getting ready to place that anointing in that home, in that environment. So he's going to stop somebody that hasn't called you for ages is going to call on the phone. Don't even talk about fasting. There's also clarity of vision in his presence. We're talking about your life, and we're talking about your business, your ministry. There's clarity of vision in his presence. Now let's talk about a minute about your lifestyle. And I like to do this because many times we don't know what we want. If I were to stop and ask many, what do you really, really want, you know, especially if you would not, if you could not fail and money was no consideration, what would you really want? And most times ladies will ponder, but do you know your desired lifestyle? And what does it look like? What does your ideal lifestyle look like? What does your business look like? What does your ministry look like? Now, I want you to stop for a moment and imagine that ideal lifestyle, that ideal business, that ideal ministry. It might be an ideal relationship. Many of you may be waiting on your mighty man of God, or you're having some challenges. So, you know, an ideal is not what someone else defines as ideal. It's what your ideal. And I know, you know, we have changed that since those who of us who weren't married got married. Your ideal may be up a little bit, but God is still able, but we need to make sure things are realistic too. Now, place yourself in that ideal place, that lifestyle, your business, your ministry, relationship. What does it look like? How does it feel? Who are your customers or your clients? Who are the individuals that you're ministering to? And where are they coming from? You know, if it's a relationship, just begin to envision the mighty man of God that God is preparing for you, a man that's a provider, a protector, and the priest of your home. Now, imagine waking up every day with energy, fulfillment, unshakable confidence, living on purpose with passion and empowerment to realize your ideal business, your lifestyle, or to manifest that relationship, that ministry. What would it mean to you to achieve that ideal, and you fill in the blank? What would it mean to you to achieve it? Now, listen to this. What would it mean if you never achieved it? Here's another one for you. What are you doing to realize your ideal? Fill in the blank. What are you doing about it? Okay, now we're back in the present. The present. It's important that you get clear on what you want. Even more critical it is to know how you will get there. Now, when we're speaking of how, as far as the manifestation, it's not as important as allowing God to figure out the how, but you do need to set up strategies, and you need to have a plan. You need to have your goals as to how you would like to get there. Without this, you are wandering aimlessly. So I want to challenge you to be in pursuit of your destiny. I want to challenge you to step out in faith and not have limited thinking. Remember, there are no limits. When God is in it, there are no limits. When God is in it, there's a song that says, the sky is the limit to what I can have. I've changed it. There are no limits to what I can have. There are not even the sky. There are no limits to what I can have. Not that I can go beyond the sky, but just being really intentional about what I'm saying. Now, at the head of your pursuit is seeking God's wisdom. And it says in James 1 and 5, if you lack wisdom, ask, and he will not withhold it. Okay, so ask for wisdom. Any of the areas that you're dealing with, money, it's not a money problem. It's a wisdom problem. Marriage, it's not marriage. It's a wisdom problem. Okay, so seek the wisdom of God and ask him for whatever area it is that you need. When you look in the mirror, ladies, let's talk a little bit about how we see ourselves. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What do you see when you look in the mirror? You are God's daughter. You are a queen. You are a queen. And when you think of a queen, what things come to mind? Royalty, prominence, sophistication, distinguished confidence, and more. You're distinguished, confidence, and more. Let me talk to you just a little bit about Queen Esther. Some of you may have heard this, but it bears repeating. It's very good. We know she was called to deliver her people, and this was probably incongruent with her history, or you could say her positioning. Esther was a woman of grace, honor, and she wasn't prideful, but yet took pride in her people. She was loyal, she was teachable, and more. Now, Vashti, on the other hand, was selfish, self-centered, very proud. She had outer beauty, and you could say the opposite of Esther. So whatever Queen Esther had or Esther had, you could say Vashti more or less was the opposite. And when Esther started out, she didn't think she was the woman for the job. However, she committed to call. She committed to the call that was upon her, even unto death. How many things are you committed to, even unto death? We would hope that would be the call of God upon your life. And for some of us, it would be our children. She found something to believe in that was greater than herself. She also feared and revered God. And if you saw Esther before she was crowned queen, you may have counted her out. But she woke up the queen within until it manifested. And she wasn't after the queenship. Now, we need to get that. She wasn't after the queenship as much as she was after the platform it would provide. And that's what we need to keep in mind. Today I want you to have an open mind and listen, because you are queens. And I want you to walk in the authority and power of a queen with confidence, not arrogant, but knowing your self-worth. How might one start on the journey as you are discovering this queen within? Well, first of all, your motives. What motivates you? What motivates you? You may have been given a platform. Make sure that you're not seeking the riches. You're not seeking the money. But you are seeking to advance the kingdom of God and fulfill your purpose. And any dream that you connect to God's dream, which the dream that you have more often than not is the dream that God has placed in you. So when you connect your dream to the kingdom of God, it can't do anything but succeed. Now, have you ever come into contact with a woman and thought, I don't know what it is about her, but I like her. She has an ability to motivate you and brought out the best in you. She, you know, just being around her made you want to reach higher, and the energy she has was contagious, and it left you longing to achieve a new level of woman's empowerment. You felt peace. Well, maybe it is that she discovered her gifts. She rose above her challenges in life, discovered her uniqueness, and this was partly due to her tapping into her brilliance. This was partly due to her knowing who she was and discovering her true identity. And when we look at a diamond, we know that a diamond experiences and suffers through harsh temperatures and, high temperatures and harsh conditions. And it goes through that process. It goes through that pressure, and then it's polished up and becomes a diamond. Okay. If other conditions like pressure and chemistry is right, then the carbon atoms in the melting crystal rock bond to build diamond crystals. And really, there is no guarantee that the carbon atoms will turn into diamonds. If the temperature rises or the pressure drops, then the diamond crystals may melt partially or totally dissolve. So when you own a diamond, you own something which is a legend in the making. And we know that a diamond is beautiful, but it went through much. It went through much to result in that. So does the intense pressure that the coal goes through to become like a diamond sound like your life in any way? It will take time, energy, and resources for you to manifest your life, your diamond life, releasing your brilliance. It will take time. And you must know that anything that you go through, you may feel like you're alone, and that's why it's good to surround yourself with like-minded women. It's good to invest in, you know, things like you're doing tonight. You know, you give out a lot, you minister to others, you care, you're a caregiver. It's really important that you take time to do what you need to do to motivate and encourage yourself as you're doing. So how can you use the challenges, those disappointments and setbacks in life to your advantage? How can the seasons of your life possibly cause you to have a competitive advantage even as a Christian? There are no limits when you stand in your power and know your true identity. And so we know there are no limits in God. You can soar above your pressures in life. Your mind must be set on the right things, as we spoke before. God is doing a new thing. Do you not see it? Do you not see what God is doing? Do you not see that he is ready to manifest miracles and promises that he has given to you? And it's essential to become faithful by becoming a student of God's word. One thing that through the story of Esther, she embraced purpose. Another thing is your soul. Before you can fully be in compliance, you must prosper your soul. And what we're talking about during this teleseries is supporting that endeavor. You must prosper your soul. There are no limits, and you can reach the unreachable. You can manifest miracles, but your soul needs to be healthy. And does an unhealthy soul affect your empowering success? Yes, it does. Ever wonder why you experience so many blocks where it concerns your empowering success? Maybe you reach an impasse when trying to build healthy relationships, and this can be with personal or business relationships. If you didn't know, the soul connects the spirit and body, and at times the soul and spirit can be referred to as the same. In this instance, I'm speaking of the soul, and the soul is comprised of your mind, will, and emotions. You must nurture the spirit, soul, and body in order to experience true prosperity, which in essence is having abundance in every area of your life. No, prosperity is not just talking about money. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're filled up with disease, you can't enjoy that money. You're not necessarily prosperous because your health is not, you're not having that abundant, healthy health. So it's abundance in every area of your life, and that's what God wants for us, is true prosperity. And you may spend lots of time nurturing your body, or at least you have great intentions of doing so. However, your endeavors can also be sabotaged in this area due to an unhealthy soul. There is a passage that talks about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had concerns about his relationship with Father God. And this can further damage our soul when we beat up on ourselves, thinking that we are no longer in compliance with kingdom principles because we feel the way that we do. Even God had, even Jesus had questions. Even Jesus had concerns, and that did not remove him from the fellowship and communication with Father God. And so the enemy tricks us, and he makes us feel that we can no longer come to God. We can no longer stand before him and pray. We can no longer intercede on the behalf of others. If you have anything that's coming before you and you know that you need to repent, repent, turn around, go the right way, and don't do it again. Past hurts, relationships, society, environment can all affect your soul. And unless you deal with it, you'll continue to go on throughout life affected by an unhealthy, hurting soul. And God has given each of us our own will. So this means that although you need healing for your soul, it doesn't mean that he's going to impose it upon your will. You must choose to receive healing. You must choose to receive that in order to move further in order to talk about the other things that God would want to reveal to us, we must have a healthy soul. The word is not, you know, it's truthful. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Depression comes, and that is affecting your soul. And there are many causes for depression, okay? There are many causes. They may be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. But that is something that, you know, not getting enough rest or not eating properly, that can cause depression. Certain drugs can affect a person's moods, and all drugs affect the body and the mental processes in some way. Okay, so you need to know that. If a drug produces noxious results in the brain or nervous system, extreme depression could be the consequence. Toxic depression happens when a person takes too much of a drug or tranquilizer over a long period of time. And this kind of depression and drug toxicity will clear up in a day or so after the drug is no longer in the system. But you must remember that when you start feeling strange while taking a medicine, make sure you consult your doctor. There are things that we can do about our health, but you need to protect your soul. You need to make sure that you are in place to always observe and be aware of what's coming to poison your soul and cause you to have an unhealthy soul. And God knew this, so as he, you know, says that even as we prosper our soul, that is very essential to any other area of prosperity. Other things, low thyroid, hyperthyroidism, excessive ovarian hormonal irregularities, glandular disorders, brain or nervous system disorders, infections, all these things can cater to that. There are mental causes, pessimistic and defective thinking, okay? So we talk about your thoughts. We talk about as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's in the Word of God. Take charge of your thought life. And I'm going to probably send you something that's going to help you. Just jot down some things so you can begin to make some agreements with yourself of how you're going to change some things and tweak it a little bit so that you can position yourself for this great move of God that he is ready to do on our behalf. So, women of God, I want you to know that God is ready. He's ready for us to move up to the level, to our destiny that he has for us. Shift your focus on other worthwhile goals. Shift your focus. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on everything that's going on around you. Don't watch news so much. You can watch it every now and then, but don't eat the news. What you put in your body, what you put in your mind is affecting your soul, okay? Life is too short to be spent on things beyond our control as well. So find out what is within your control, what is not within your control, and don't spend your time there. Low self-esteem. People with low self-esteem or self-confidence have a higher chance of being diagnosed with depression. And one or more of these limiting beliefs that I'm going to mention are always running in your mind. Number one, everything I do is wrong. Okay? Everything I do is wrong. Number two, my efforts are always not enough. Number three, no one ever recognizes what I've done for him or her. I hope it's not pulling you down because this is down talk, but it's real. Number four, everything is always my fault. Number five, I am nothing compared to other people. There's that comparison. Number six, my skill is worthless. And another one, everyone else is much better, much more intelligent, much more stronger than I am. And sooner or later, you're going to accept these as true. Why don't you take those and turn them around? Replace them with empowering beliefs. Replace them with what God says about you. And stand on that. Continue to repeat that. Get the revelation of it and continue. See, you can continue to repeat something over and over and over again, but if you don't have revelation, there's no manifestation. So you need the revelation in order to have the manifestation, but you also need to meditate on it. Why am I talking about depression? Because it's real. because it's time out for us ignoring it, acting like it doesn't affect Christians, because it can. When these things here that I've talked about are happening in your life, it can result, and it doesn't mean you're a sinner. It doesn't mean that you're out, you know, out of order. It means that you need to take charge and look at your health. You need to be aware of what you need to have control over and line yourself up, be obedient to the word, get the rest that you need, eat healthy, do whatever you need to do. Stress is another area, and, I will wrap this up in a minute. We're actually kind of coming up to the end of the call. But there are so many things, ladies. There are so many things. Here is one important step, another important step you must take when endeavoring to receive healing for your soul, and that is to affirm that God is with you and hears you. Forgive yourself of past mistakes and forgive others. In essence, you want to embrace a lifestyle of forgiveness. You want to receive God's forgiveness. Stay connected to divine influence. Devotional time. Make sure you have time for devotional time. I start the beginning of the day. There's nothing else that I do if I don't do that, if I don't read the word, and it's a routine or anything like that, but it's something that I've committed to, just like you commit to anything else. Your confession, declaring his word. I often speak about my husband and my our e-book, Confessions Good for the Soul. It's a good piece. It's a good piece because we've actually prayed over and we've already lined up some confessions that you can speak out. And you can get that on my website, robintrammell.com/confessionsgoodforthesoul.html. And that's all I'm going to say about this. You want to become faithful, okay, which will, in essence, by default, cause you to be fearless. Do a clearing. As I stated before, many times there is a blockage that sabotages any of your endeavors for empowering success. So you want to do a clearing. Do a clearing prayer. Become aware of some of those things that are blocking you. There may be a big blockage in your soul due to regrets, unforgiveness of yourself, and being too hard on yourself. So I've given you just a few things so that we can tap into the limitless power of God and the manifestation of what he wants for your life. There are no limits. And I'm going to share next week. We're going to take it up another level. But I wanted this to be a foundational call. I want you to clear out everything. Do a clearing prayer. I want you to take notice of how the enemy's been trying to trick you and cause you to speak negativity, causing you to act in a negative fashion, causing you to believe things about yourself that aren't true. But I want you to be equipped so that you'll be in position to receive the promotion that God has for us. I am not on this call because I don't have anything else to do. I am not on this call because I laugh because I have so much to do. But my passion, and that's another thing, and I'm probably going to have to talk about that next week because I want to talk about passion. When you have passion with action, you are empowered and you are unstoppable. Let me tell you, because there are many times that I would have thrown in the towel. I would have said, sisters, you got to get it for yourself. If it wasn't for my passion for the things of God. If it wasn't for my passion and purpose and knowing my purpose, if it wasn't for my passion for pleasing God, whatever pleases God pleases me, I would not be here even tonight. But because I have reignited my passion, that moves me, that drives me, and a burning desire that goes beyond disappointment, that goes beyond people hurting you, those that you pour your heart into, and one day they're gone and don't say anything. See, when you have a passion and when you know your purpose and your motive, you will withstand and you will continue regardless of the hurt, regardless if you look in that one that you gave all that time and even gifted some things to, and now you never hear again. That will not stop you because your motive was not to gain anything from them but to fulfill the call of God in your life. So we're going to talk about passion a little bit next week. What I want to do here is to just give you an opportunity. I'm going to unmute the call, and those that actually, let me have you press star 2 because we won't. I'll just do a general prayer. But if I'm going to ask you to press star 2 if you have a special prayer that you'd like to state. Now, if it's private, send it to me, and I will pray. I've already prayed for those who have invested I said that I will pray in agreement with you, and those who may not, you know, well, I've agreed with you for your investment of your time and your money, that God will minister on your behalf, because I see it as a seed, okay? I see it as your seed saying that you want what God wants for you. There are no excuses, and you're declaring victory and no limits. So press star 2 if you want to state a prayer that you want us to pray over tonight. There is power in agreement. I want to do this before we end the call. Press star 2 if you have a prayer request and you'd like to state that. Okay, I see one. And I'll just wait just a few to make sure that we get everyone. I see two. And then we'll go ahead and ask you. And one I see, I'm going to ask you first because I know you said you had the children. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request that you'd like to speak out? Or like I said, you can send it if it's private. Okay, we're not going to hold everyone. I'm going to, Sarah, we're going to start with you since you have the children there. I'm going to unmute you. And you can just state what it is, and I think, Donna, you're the next one. Okay. Sarah?
Okay, yes. I'm praying for just clarity on what is it exactly that God wants me to do with the ministry he's placed in me and with the book I've written, because I've come at a standstill. I've gotten off focus, so I just need to get back in line with what God has for me, my purpose, and
okay.
I just want to be able to hear him clearly.
All right. Real good. Thank you, Sarah. I'm going to mute you now. Okay, Donna?
All right. I just wanted to get prayer of agreement for the circle of women that have started coming together in my community. And for those who are to come in the future, God is bringing this dream of mine to manifestation. He's been bringing folks in my life ever since I started lining up with you, Ms. Robin. So thank you.
Okay. We've got some good ones here. I'm going to mute you, Donna. Okay. Going once, going twice. Is there anyone else? Going once, going twice. Going to lower everybody's hands so I don't get. All right. So, Father God, I thank you for your word. We know you are faithful. We trust you, Father God. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord God, I know that I am your child. I am your daughter. And we have many more on the call, many more that will listen later. We are touching and agreeing, and there's power in agreement. You said where two or three are gathered, Lord, you are in the midst of us, and we have more than the two or three. I thank you, Father God, that you hear us, so we stand in faith when we pray. I pray for Sarah right now, Father God. You know that she desires clarity, and you will not withhold anything from her, Father God. Clarity on what direction that you have for her to go, for her ministry, Lord, and for her book that she's completed. I thank you for her obedience even in completing that book. As an author, there are many who are still contemplating completing their books, but she has stepped out in obedience and completing the book. Thank you for purpose in her life. I know that you have the answer, and you will not stand back and withhold it from her. Lord God, make it very clear. Make it plain